Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8 on Fox 50, a Raleigh hotel becomes the scene of a shooting and a man is found dead outside Fayetteville's VA hospital, where you're looking live from Sky 5 on the right there. We have you covered on stories breaking all across our area right now.
And it does look like we'll have the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms later on this afternoon. I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing them.
Well, suicide and homicide rates for young Americans reached their highest point in decades. What experts think is to blame, as data released at midnight gives us new insight into this nationwide crisis.
And transgender student athletes may soon face new restrictions here in North Carolina. You're looking live at the legislative building, where a possible ban for some players is advancing quickly. So happy you're staying with us here in the 8 o'clock hour on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. You know, this is the Thursday opening round of the U.S. Open. That's out in L.A. Elizabeth Gardner right here in studio with us. But that view, 1 year from this week, Elizabeth, they'll be right on that green.
Yep. How about that? And I knew that. That's why I pulled that up, Jeff. Wink, wink. I'm actually surprised there are so few people out there right now. Usually by this time of the day, the putting green is absolutely full. It's nice out. I mean, our temperatures are warmer than yesterday, and it's also a bit muggier, too. We just hit 67 for our dew point around the triangle. That officially pings the muggy side of the muggy meter. 73 degrees is our current temperature. We're looking at partly cloudy skies across the area right now, but we do have the chance of some thunderstorms in our southern counties, including down around Southern Pines and Fayetteville. This is lunchtime. Once we hit 3 or 4 in the afternoon, you can see those clouds beginning to build, thicken up a little bit. There's 5 o'clock looking pretty quiet, but into the evening, there could be a few isolated storms. This is a brand new run of the computer model, and it's looking pretty dry for us, but some of the other runs that have come in this morning are showing a bit more coverage. We're calling it 30%. It's 61 in Roxborough, but we're looking at 70s in a lot of spots now. 70 in Southern Pine, 72 Fayetteville, 72 in Rocky Mount currently. Our 24-hour temperature change for some of us is about 5 to 8 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. And our temperatures will climb to almost 90 for the high this afternoon, with a few folks seeing some scattered storms. We can see that again tomorrow, so we'll talk about who has the best chance for Friday's storms. Coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now. We're just getting word of a crash on Lewisburg Road at Valley Stream Drive, which is just north of the Capitol Boulevard merge there. You can see a little bit of a delay already forming on that southbound side. We'll have an update on those sensor readings coming up in just a little bit. On the south side of Knightdale, watch for a crash and overturned vehicle reportedly on Bethlehem Road near Plum Blossom Drive, which is south of the bridge over I-87. We're still seeing some delays in that area in both directions. Might be a good morning to consider using Hodge Road or Smithfield Road as good alternate routes. We have a hit-and-run investigation right now on New Bern Avenue near 440 on the east side of Raleigh. Look out for some police activity on the side of the road there. A report of a minor crash up on the north side of Raleigh at Atlantic Avenue near Millbrook Road. Not seeing any big delays on those sensor readings just yet, but we are watching it. We'll let you know if that changes. Let's take a look at your major approaches into Durham. Get an update on those live sensor calculations coming in from Raleigh on 40 westbound Wade Avenue out to 885. Seeing about a 2-minute slowdown with some congestion around the airport exits. Also about a 1-minute delay coming in from North Durham on southbound 501. Note on the southbound side of 885, a backup beginning right around the 147 merge extending down toward Ellis Road.
Brian, thanks. But following breaking news now, a man is found dead outside Fayetteville's VA hospital, and police say it's the result of a family argument. Officers found the man around 4:30 this morning outside the gates of that VA hospital. Investigators say he had been hurt during a family argument overnight on Lake Avenue. Now, a friend took him to the hospital on Ramsey Street to get treatment, but he died before he could get help. Police have not released his name or said if charges will be filed.
And more breaking news, this out of Raleigh. The crime scene tape is gone, but no one is in custody after an early morning shooting near a hotel. Police responded before 3 a.m. to the Budgetel on New Bern Avenue. Michael Grace is there in the WRL breaking news tracker. Michael?
And shot, one in the foot, taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. The other one was actually treated right here and was released shortly after. But this was a massive scene, and I want to show you what it looked like earlier this morning. Video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. You can see that crime tape all around the hotel. They had another scene over on Fraser Drive, but two big focal points. A room on the second floor in the hotel, forensics going in and out, taking pictures. And then that scene I mentioned on Fraser, 19 different evidence markers, including some pretty big bullet casings that they had to process as well. So a lot of stuff for these investigators to go through this morning. And right now we're still working with the Raleigh Watch Commander to find out if they have any leads on a potential shooter. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're also working to learn if charges will be filed against two people who are being held after a targeted shooting that damaged homes and cars in Raleigh. Police say one person was hurt in the gunfire. That person is expected to survive. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there last night as investigators looked through evidence at the scene on Orchard Trace Way. That's just off Rock Quarry Road. Officers have not named the two people who are being held.
A push to ban transgender student athletes from women's teams in North Carolina is about to take another step forward. Votes are planned today in the General Assembly as we look live at the legislative building this morning. WRL's Keenan Willett is there to tell us what's in that bill and the next steps. Keenan.
Ken, it is set to move in front of the full Senate here at the legislature this morning. And here's everything we know so far about this effort and the changes that have been made so far. It's House Bill 574. This would prevent anyone designated male at birth from playing on girls' or women's public school sports teams, running from the middle school level up through college. The ban previously applied to men's teams as well, but lawmakers changed that, saying they don't want to stop any female students from joining men's teams after all. Proponents say this is an effort to keep women's sports limited to people who were identified or designated as women at birth. Critics tell WRAL they feel the bill targets a small and vulnerable population of people unfairly. Again, this bill expected to move in front of the full Senate for deliberation this morning. It could become North Carolina law as soon as next week. Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
Some big changes to the way we vote in North Carolina could also take a key step forward today. The State Senate Elections Committee is expected to sign off on two bills. One bill would make it harder for you to use same-day registration during early voting and would require any mail-in ballot to be tossed out if it arrives after Election Day. Another would change the makeup of the Board of Elections to balance it equally between political parties. Democrats say the bills make it much more difficult for people to vote. Republicans say it's aimed at preventing voter fraud. Data shows voter fraud is extremely rare.
New this morning, a Johnston County church community is grieving the loss of a grandmother. She died in a crash while taking her son to vacation Bible school. Princeton church members posted to Facebook asking for prayers and thanking first responders. Sky 5 flew over that crash on US 70 in Johnston County. Highway Patrol says Jean Thompson was turning into the church parking lot when she hit a van. Thompson died. Her grandson and the driver of the van were taken to the hospital. We're working to learn their conditions.
A young boy who survived a close call in the Neuse River is recovering this morning. Raleigh police say the boy fell unconscious in the river near Lock Raven Parkway and Old Milburney Road. It's an area known as Raleigh Beach. Strangers pulled the boy from the water moments before EMS arrived, but told the boy he's around 10, 9 or 10 years old and appeared to be swimming unsupervised. One witness told WRAL he called 911 four times. Now, first responders say every second counts in these situations, so it's crucial to know your location when you call for help.
New this morning, the number of young Americans dying by suicide and in homicides is at its highest point in more than a quarter century. This is all according to a report released at midnight from the CDC. It looked at suicide and homicide rates in people ages 10 to 24. Guns were used in 54% of suicides and 93% of homicides. Experts say the reasons for this increase include higher rates of depression, limited access to mental health treatments, and the growing number of guns in homes.
Well, Durham police say they're looking for another person linked to illegal dirt bike and ATV riding on roadways. Officers want to find 30-year-old David Herring Jr. Officers say he was part of this group of more than 200 dirt bikes that rode through Durham last weekend. Police say he didn't stop when officers tried to pull him over. Now, video of that ride went viral on social media. Officers have already arrested several others in this case.
It's amazing he didn't crash right in that video. A manager who was fired from Starbucks is getting a multi-million dollar payout for a serious accusation. Why, she says, being white cost her a job.
Also, how artificial intelligence could help you shop for clothes that fit you perfectly without ever needing to see yourself in a mirror.
very summer-like pattern with us for the next couple of days, including hot temperatures and a chance of afternoon storms. I'll walk you through who has the best chance of seeing those storms coming up.
Welcome back at 8:12 as we look live at White Lake, one of the newest cameras as part of the WREL Live Cam Network. Just waking up to a warm day. Really going to be a nice day at the lake, to be honest with you, Elizabeth.
Will be. That's a beautiful shot there, and I have a feeling there are going to be a lot of people out on the lake and at the pool over the weekend because it looks perfect then too. We take a live look at Goldsboro. It looks a little hazy, but we're seeing plenty of sunshine there. Blue sky here in Apex. There is some cloud cover here in downtown Chapel Hill, so you may run into a bit of that, but for the most part we'll see mainly sunny skies between now and the middle of the afternoon. And there, of course, is our Durham newsroom, which is right there at the DBAP. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a stationary front here that has kept some thunderstorms going even overnight. Yesterday, along that front, there was a lot of severe weather. So the white dots are wind damage, 185 reports of wind damage in the last 24 hours in parts of the deep south. And then the blue circles or blue dots there are hail, 121 reports of hail, 7 tornado damage reports. And you can see those mostly in Georgia, and one or two of those were over in Alabama. So it was a rough 24 hours along that front. They're going to see more of those thunderstorms today. We don't see that lifting into our area, but we'll have just enough moisture in the atmosphere and some daytime heating without the cloud cover today that we'll see a few isolated storms popping up. You can see at lunchtime a cloud or two here and there, and at 5 o'clock a few isolated storms start to pop up down to the south. South of the Triangle area, our southern counties have the best chance of seeing any isolated storms today. We could see them anywhere, but that looks like our best chance. And then tomorrow we wake up with some sunshine and we'll end up partly cloudy in the afternoon. Once again, mid to late afternoon, we could see isolated storms that pop up. Keep that in mind if you have an outdoor concert to go to or any outdoor plans on Friday. There could be one or two of these storms pop up. We're giving it a 40% chance for tomorrow. It'll be a warm one with a high of 91. On Saturday, 88, 91 again on Sunday. But Saturday and Sunday look like they're not going to bring us much in terms of showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday, the Capital City Juneteenth celebration. Juneteenth is Monday, of course. But Saturday, the weather actually looks a little bit better. So less humid, looking nice. And we are proud community partners of that event there at Dix Park. Father's Day Sunday also looking somewhat comfortable. I mean, it's going to be hot, but our humidity stays low on Sunday, and we are looking, at least right now, storm-free. Speaking of storm-free, the tropics are storm-free right now, but interestingly enough, by the middle of next week, we start to see the chance of a tropical depression going up to about 60%. The models don't really strengthen it past tropical depression strength, but it's something that we'll have our eye on, of course. Some 90s here, 91 Friday, 91 on Sunday, and then we turn cooler into next week. We're looking at a good chance of storms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday's high just 79, and that's the first day of summer, Brian.
It is 8:15 right now. I want to zoom in on Lewisburg Road, right around New Hope Road, where we have a crash reported. It's on the southbound side at the Dancy Drive intersection. Delays on southbound Lewisburg Road now begin around Spring Forest Road. You can see the slow traffic there on the sensors. You might consider using Spring Forest or 540 to hop over from Lewisburg Road onto Capitol Boulevard. That southbound trip on Capitol looks a lot smoother right now, heading down toward the Lewisburg Road merge. When I head over to the south side of Knightdale, we're still seeing some delays in both directions of Bethlehem Road with a report of an overturned vehicle right around Plum Blossom Drive, which is south of the I-87 bridge area. Consider using Hodge Road or Smithfield Road as good alternate routes. Still have that hit-and-run investigation reported on Newbern Avenue near 440 this morning. Look out for police activity there. A report of a crash up at Atlantic Avenue near Millbrook Road, reportedly with injuries. That's some new information in the past couple of minutes. Still not seeing big delays there. I think it's likely been largely cleared at this point. I want to take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. For the most part, they're looking pretty good, with the exception of those usual delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. About a 4-minute backup showing up right now as you head down toward 540.
Brian, thanks. Well, new this morning, Bill Cosby is facing another civil lawsuit from women accusing him of sexual assault. We're getting more information after 9 women filed a lawsuit in Nevada court. Each one says Cosby either gave them pills or tainted drinks and sexually assaulted them while they were drugged. The women say the encounters happened in Nevada between 1979 and 1992. The lawsuit comes just weeks after a new law took effect in Nevada, eliminating the statute of limitations for most sexual assault cases.
Demolition work is expected to wrap up today on a section of I-95 that collapsed in Philadelphia on Sunday. It could be months, though, before the road reopens, and that means miles of detours will remain in place for anyone headed on that interstate between Philadelphia and New York. The damage from the fiery collapse is now starting to affect the regional supply chain.
We have determined collectively that the most efficient way to reopen I-95 is to backfill the gap in the roadway behind me and then pave over it. This approach will allow us to avoid delays due to shipment and supply chain issues.
Well, here's the scope of the problem. About 14,000 delivery trucks are facing more than 40 miles of detours to get around that collapsed section of highway. One person was killed in that collapse, the driver of the tanker that crashed underneath it just before it happened.
Well, we've made calls to police to find out if charges will be filed after the crash involving a Wake County school bus. We're told 40 students were on board when it happened yesterday afternoon. Sky 5 flying over that scene on US 401 near Banks Road. One other vehicle was involved. No one was hurt.
A Wake County canine killed in the line of duty is now in his final resting place. Hundreds gathered for a memorial service yesterday in Raleigh for Santos. He was the longest-serving patrol canine for the sheriff's office. Santos was accidentally shot by a Knightdale police officer last month. His handler, Maria Fuentes, spoke at his memorial service, describing him as fun but also dedicated to his job.
He was my eyes, ears, and my closest backup if and when I needed him.
Santos wasn't supposed to die tragically. He was supposed to grow old.
So sad. Fuentes says she forgives the officer who accidentally shot Santos.
Well, a woman who says she was fired from her job at Starbucks because she is white is getting $25 million as part of a settlement with that company. Shannon Phillips lost her job as a regional director in Philadelphia area in 2018. It happened after two black men were arrested at a Starbucks there for not ordering anything. It turns out they were waiting for a business associate. Phillips says Starbucks then took steps to punish white employees who worked around the Philadelphia area in an effort to improve its image, and she stood up in opposition. She says she thinks that's why Starbucks fired her, and the jury hearing her case agreed.
Now, some good news for your finances. Interest rates aren't going up this month. The relief, though, may be just temporary. The Fed decided yesterday to put a pause on rate hikes for now and see how the economy responds. Officials have raised interest rates 10 times since last March in an attempt to slow down inflation. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the number will likely go up again soon.
Looking ahead, nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate this year to bring inflation down to 2% over time.
These past 15 months have seen the fastest rise in interest rates since the early 1980s. It's first time in 75 years the U.S. Open is happening in Los Angeles. You can watch all the action right here on WRAL. Coverage begins 8 o'clock tonight. It is on the West Coast. Primetime viewing continues throughout the weekend. There'll be lots of great stories to listen into. The winner of the last major, the PGA Championship earlier this year, is a LIV golfer, Brooks Koepka. Phil Mickelson also in this, Ken.
That's going to be a fun tournament to watch. Well, the ongoing writer's strike having a new impact this morning on some big upcoming superhero series. Rick Damigella shows us what that means for their release dates in today's Hollywood Minute.
Who's got the power?
We got the power.
What kind of power?
You get power.
A pair of superhero-inspired series are on pause. Sources for the industry publications Deadline and The Hollywood Reporter indicate the Disney Plus series Daredevil Born Again and the Max series The Penguin, based on Matt Reeves' The Batman, will not resume production until after the end of the Writers Guild strike.
Barry, what are you doing?
Our kids are going to want to see this.
Sasha Calle says flying for her role in The Flash was not easy.
You know, flying doesn't come easy. I was constantly jumping and I was looking around. I was like, come on, guys, when am I going to get these superpowers? So when you're planking midair, you know, you have wires on your waist. So what happens is they push your waist up. So you have to physically push your entire body up and you have to fight those wires with your core.
Love, don't care if it's dollar or city.
Debbie Gibson has released a music video for her song Love Don't Care from her 2021 comeback album The Body Remembers. Gibson is currently on tour in the U.S. through July. In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
Well, next time you shop for clothes online, you may be getting help from artificial intelligence. Google says it has a new virtual try-on feature that uses AI. This feature can show clothing on a diverse selection of body types in different poses. It is designed making it easier for you to get an idea of how clothing will look on you before you buy. This AI software will initially work with women's tops from certain brands like Anthropologie, Loft, H&M, and Everlane. Google said it will expand to men's shirts in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying for the convenience
virtually,
more than anything
else.
That
little pose, a little lip, see how it's got. I'd like to see different ties. And,
yeah. Now you're talking. That'll help.
I knew they'd get you.
All right. It's a potential solution to the lack of affordable housing in Raleigh. Coming up, the possible benefits of building tiny homes on another person's property.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26, the time on our Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at your top local stories here. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Our temperatures are on the rise already.
Already, and our dew point crept up a little bit, meaning it feels a little sticky out there. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Beautiful, though. Lots of sunshine. That sunshine today is going to warm us up pretty quickly. Looking at temperatures around 70 as you're heading out the door now, and just a touch humid. So even now for exercising, I mean, you want to do it as early as you can. It's not going to get any better later today. By the evening, though, temperatures should be back into the mid-80s, but you may be dodging a few isolated thunderstorms in a few spots. Coming up on Fox 50, I'll show you who has the best chance. Brian?
We're tracking some pretty big delays this morning on southbound Lewisburg Road. We have a crash not too far from New Hope Road there, and you can see some heavy delays beginning around Spring Forest all the way down to New Hope. If you're coming in from the 540 area on 401 or Lewisburg Road, hop over to Capitol Boulevard, either using 540 or Spring Forest Road. That should save you about 10 minutes. This morning coming in from the north side of Raleigh. Looks like the earlier crash at Bethlehem Road just south of I-87 has cleared. Traffic is moving well in both directions this morning. And as we take a look at those major approaches into Durham, a little bit of a slowdown coming in from Raleigh on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue out to Harrison Avenue.
Breaking news, two men are recovering this morning after a shooting near a Raleigh hotel. Police responded to the Budgetel on Newbern Avenue just before 3 a.m. One man was taken to the hospital, the other was treated at the scene. Officers have not made any arrests. Today, a push to ban transgender student athletes from women's sports teams is moving forward. The bill is expected to reach the full floor of the state Senate at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. It would affect athletes from middle school through college. Next on Fox 50, what police are revealing about a man found dead outside a local VA hospital. And ahead on today, Chance the Rapper takes to the plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8:30, a gunman is on the run after a shooting at a Raleigh hotel, and a man is found dead outside the gates of Fayetteville's VA hospital. You're in the right place for breaking news across our area.
And it looks nice and quiet right now, but later this afternoon, we have a small chance for some scattered storms. I'll show you who's more likely to see those.
And to our south, Elizabeth, severe storms have millions of people on alert, and we're getting a new look at the damage from possible tornadoes that tore through communities overnight.
Sweeping changes could be coming to the way you vote in North Carolina. You're looking live at the General Assembly, where new restrictions for your next ballot are moving forward. Tell about that and many more stories. 8:30 here on our Thursday. Thanks for making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. You know, it feels like summer outside.
Yeah, it does. It's starting to get humid.
Big way. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking how our day is going to shape up.
It definitely looks beautiful out there right now. Of course, this is a live look at downtown Raleigh, where we're looking at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. 73 is our temperature, and our dew point has crept up to 67. When that dew point gets into the upper 60s and low 70s, it feels like summer. When you step outside, you're going to notice that it feels a good bit more muggy now than it did yesterday. But as we get into the weekend, we should see that muggy level drop some. Still going to be hot, but it may be a little more comfortable in the shade. We take a look at 9 o'clock, moving it on through lunchtime. We're seeing mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A bit more cloud cover builds in from the south this afternoon. There's 2 p.m., and we move it on through the evening. Notice at 5 o'clock, we're pretty quiet, but at some point during the afternoon or evening, we could end up with an isolated shower. This very latest run of Futurecast really isn't showing much in terms of showers and thunderstorms for us, but we've had previous runs that did, so we're giving it about a 30% chance for today. It's still 63 in Roxboro, but of course 73 at the airport at RDU, 70 in Southern Pines at Goldsboro, 72 in Rocky Mount and Clinton. So it's getting warmer out there. Temperatures are in some places 5 to 8 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. So we're getting a running start on a pretty warm day. 83 at lunchtime. We'll see a high near 90. And again, a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. We'll see this again tomorrow, but we'll talk about why it looks a little drier for the weekend coming up.
Breaking news, we're following. A man was found dead outside Fayetteville's VA hospital, and police say this is all the result of a family argument. Officers found the man around 4:30 this morning outside the gates of the hospital. They say he had been hurt during a family argument overnight on Lake Avenue. A friend had taken him to the hospital on Ramsey Street to get treatment, but the man died before he could get help. Police have not released his name or said if charges will be filed.
And more breaking news this half hour. This time out of Raleigh, police are searching for the person who shot two people near a hotel this morning. Police responded just before 3 this morning to the Budgetel on Newbern Avenue. Michael Grace is there in the WREL breaking news tracker with what we've been able to find out about this investigation.
Yeah, well, what we know so far, two people shot, one in the foot, taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. The other man was actually treated right here on scene and later released. But this was a massive scene for investigators. And I want to get you to this video of what that scene looked like earlier this morning. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see the entire hotel parking lot blocked off with crime tape. They had crime tape here and crime tape at another scene on Fraser Drive. But two focal points for these investigators. A room on the second floor in the hotel. You can see forensics going in and out of that room, taking pictures. And then that scene over on Fraser Drive that I mentioned. 19 different evidence markers over there, including some bullet casings scattered there on the ground that they had to process. So a lot for these investigators to go through this morning. And obviously the big question we're still working with the Raleigh Watch Commander on is if they have any leads on that shooter. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
We could all soon face new rules and restrictions at the voting booth here in North Carolina. Today, two bills could take a big step forward in the General Assembly, where you're looking live right here. WRL's Keenan Willard is there with what these measures mean for your vote.
Well, really, this impact would be twofold as these bills move forward. One actually impacting voters, while the other would affect the State Board of Elections. Both going to be heard at the Senate today. The first bill would impact mail-in ballots. If it passes, any mail-in votes not received by election night would be tossed out. It would also make it harder to use same-day voter registration. Republicans say these changes would increase election security and integrity, while opponents say state elections are already very secure. The other bills aimed at the State Board of Elections. It would let lawmakers, not the governor, appoint the board. It would have an even number of members with 4 from each party. Protesters and Democratic lawmakers spoke out against these bills last night, calling them a power grab that would restrict voting.
Well, a ban on transgender student athletes on women's sports teams in North Carolina will likely move forward today. The ban is expected to reach the floor of the state Senate, where it could get a full vote next week. It just underwent some changes to focus only on women's teams. Previously, the ban applied to men's teams as well. Lawmakers said they didn't want to stop female students from joining men's teams. The ban affects transgender student athletes in middle through college. Only 2 transgender students, though, have applied to play on women's teams since 2019.
This morning, millions of people in the Deep South are facing the threat of more severe weather as many families are still working to clean up after the storms tore through this region yesterday. This is video from Alabama where several tornadoes were reported. The National Weather Service confirmed at least one of these tornadoes here in southeastern Alabama. Tens of thousands of customers remain without power after the storms. In addition to the tornado reports, some people were pelted with hail and golf ball-sized hail that it was. That same storm moved east, hitting parts of Georgia yesterday. This video shows what appears to be just a giant tornado there in the southwestern part of the state. So far, first responders have not found anyone who was seriously hurt.
Well, smoke from the Canadian wildfires is pushing its way all across the U.S. again. A forecast from the Fire Smoke Canada Agency shows the smoke from the dozens of fires that are spreading all across the Midwest and farther south. Parts of the upper Midwest are under an air quality alert this morning for the smoke. This is video out of Duluth, Minnesota. Officials there are warning people with breathing issues to avoid doing anything strenuous outdoors.
Now to breaking news from overseas. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to Parliament. That's according to a committee of lawmakers who released the results of a year-long report. They released that this morning, and they focused on Johnson's response to accusations that he flouted lockdown rules during the height of the pandemic and was holding parties. The committee said Johnson's lies about the parties are enough to ban him from the grounds of Parliament. Johnson quit his role as a lawmaker last week after learning about the report. He denies any wrongdoing.
Well, investigators are trying to figure out this morning how a soldier from Fort Liberty died during a training mission. Staff Sergeant Jamie Contreras is taking part in land navigation training at Fort Jackson, that's in South Carolina, when he did not return from an exercise. He was found unresponsive in an area just off the course 9 hours later. First responders could not revive him. Investigators haven't released a cause of death. A memorial service is being planned.
There could be harsher punishments for anyone who attacks utility equipment in North Carolina, and it could soon become law. Today, the state Senate will hold a final vote on a bill to impose new criminal penalties on attackers, including a minimum prison sentence of 58 months. If the bill passes today, it'll head to Governor Roy Cooper's desk for his signature. It comes in direct response to the shootings last year that targeted two power substations in Moore County, caused days of blackouts. Police have not made any arrests in those shootings.
Well, today, school leaders in Durham will work on a plan that could force some students to move to a different school. The Durham Board of Education will discuss the Growing Together initiative for middle and high schools. It aims to reduce pressure on over-enrolled schools by changing district lines. Now, shifting those lines would force some families to switch schools. The change would take effect in the 2024-2025 school year. A similar plan for elementary schools was approved earlier this year.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, two-time Academy Award winner and British lawmaker Glenda Jackson has passed away. She was 87 years old. She died Thursday at her home in London after a short illness. She was one of the biggest British stars of the 60s and 70s. She won two Academy Awards for Women in Love and A Touch of Class. She then went on to politics in 1992, where she spent 23 years as a Labour Party lawmaker. In 2015, she retired. She left Parliament and she went back to acting. The last film that she just completed filming was The Great Escaper.
There may be a solution for those who can't afford a house in Raleigh. How business leaders hope tiny homes can fix the housing crisis in the city.
And a mom is using the story of her daughter's suicide to help others struggling with mental health. We'll tell you about that mom's journey and what she's doing to raise awareness.
And we'll give you a live look right now in Fayetteville this morning. It's heating up and thunderstorms could be moving in as well. Elizabeth Gardner will have the timeline for the day. ...843 is the time right now as we give you a live look from our WRL LiveCam network, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Just a beautiful spot right now to be thinking about golf, because you know on WRL tonight at 8, we will have the U.S. Open. And in 2024, just next year, this week, it'll be right there in front of us. Now we take it up the road a little bit. Elizabeth Gardner, Lake Gaston View clouds there, huh?
Yeah, another place that folks may want to be outside today. And at Lake Gaston, we do have some cloud cover currently, but those clouds are likely to break up. We're going to see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the viewing area today. Our dew point jumped to 67. That really pings us over onto the muggy side. The 60s, you know, upper 60s feels pretty sticky. Lower 60s feels okay. 50s feels really comfortable. So we've really cranked it up today. 73 is our current temperature. We'll see 83 at lunchtime, and we'll climb to almost 90 for the afternoon. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see as we get through the next few hours, we're seeing a mix of sun and clouds, but a bit more sunshine than cloud cover. Once we get into the afternoon, we do see more clouds rolling through, big puffy cumulus clouds building in, and a few of those big puffy clouds are going to pop a thunderstorm or two. Notice this latest run of the computer model, and we get an update from this one once an hour. It's backed off a little bit, but I don't think that's probably the final word. I do still think we have the chance, especially in our southern counties, of seeing a handful of thunderstorms that pop up. None of those are likely to be severe today. 64 in Roxborough, 68 in South Hill, but low 70s really everywhere else. 70 in Southern Pines, 73 in Clinton, 72 in Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, and in Fayetteville. Looking at almost 90 today in Raleigh and in Durham, 90 in Fayetteville for today with that chance of a late day storm. It's not automatic, but we're definitely up into the steamy category at this point. And our muggy meter is going to settle down a little bit. By the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're actually going to have a little push of dry air dropping our humidity nicely. It does bump up again next week, but that's because we're going to end up seeing some rain. So it's going to be hot over the weekend, but we should get another little break in our humidity. If you're headed to the beach Saturday or Sunday, it looks good. Afternoon highs will be in the low 80s, 82 Emerald Isle, 80 at Wrightsville Beach, 82 at Nag's Head. And mountains are looking pleasant too, with very little chance for rain, 82 in Asheville. Typically a little cooler up in Boone with higher elevation at 74 and up around the Linville Gorge, 71. Checking our forecast here for the weekend, it's going to be on the warm side. Today and tomorrow near 90, looking at the same thing Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, of course, is Father's Day. Looks rain-free. Monday for Juneteenth, we are likely to have some late-day storms, but a lot of the Juneteenth celebrations, including one at Dix Park, is on Saturday. And we're proud community partners for that event. We get into the first day of summer on Wednesday, and it actually looks much cooler. The high is 79. The reason for that is we're back to a much better chance for rain.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, today a criminal indictment will be announced against a Marine veteran who held a homeless man in a deadly chokehold on a New York subway. The Manhattan District Attorney will discuss the indictment of Daniel Penny on manslaughter charges. Penny surrendered to police last month and has been out on bond. He's accused of killing Jordan Neely on May 1st. Now, witnesses say Neely was acting erratically on a subway car and shouting at passengers but had not attacked anyone. Penny held Neely in a chokehold until Neely stopped breathing.
A woman whose daughter took her own life 3 years ago today is working to bring awareness to teen suicide and mental health. Letitia McCauley will host her third annual Sierra Day event today. It's named in honor of her daughter who died by suicide on this day, June 15th of 2020. She was 19 years old. McCauley partners with the Lee County Sheriff's Office each year for the cookout in her honor. It's happening at Cameron Grove AME Zion Church in Broadway from 4 to 6 this afternoon. If you or someone you know is experiencing mental health challenges or having suicidal thoughts, there are people who want to help, and here's where you can find them. Contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. The number is 988. You can call or text with someone about what you're dealing with at the moment. You can also visit 988lifeline.org for more resources.
A local teenager is back home this morning after he was severely burned while taking part in a TikTok challenge. Mason Dark was just released from the hospital. He was there for more than a month. Dark, who's from Wake Forest, had burns over 80% of his body. His family tells us the 16-year-old saw a TikTok video that prompts people to use a lighter and a spray paint bottle as a torch. Mason was originally expected to be in the UNC Burn Center for 6 months. Well, five churches with women pastors are being kicked out of the country's largest Protestant denomination. Two of those churches had appealed their expulsion to the Southern Baptist Convention, but leaders announced yesterday that appeal was rejected. It happened during the SBC annual meeting in New Orleans. The two churches that appealed are in Kentucky and California. The Southern Baptist Convention says having women as pastors goes against its interpretation of the Bible.
If you're looking for a way to keep your kids entertained on hot or rainy days this summer, we have a deal for you. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser joins us now. And Faye, a popular bowling program is back again this year. Love it.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. So the Kids Bowl Free program, it's a summer bowling program, and it's back again this year and allows the kids to bowl two free games per day all summer. It's valid at participating bowling centers, including a number in the triangle. You need to register the kids on the kidsbowlfree.com website. And ages vary by location, usually somewhere between 2 years old and 15 years old. And shoe rental is still required at most places. But you can see all the details over on their website or on the post I have for you on the Smart Shopper page.
With that great deal, they can grab some food right there. But after all that bowling, you know, the kids will be hungry. So what type of grocery deals do you have for us this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are strawberries over at Aldi and Lidl for only $1.79 a pound. Asparagus only 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. That's a phenomenal price. Chicken wings in a family pack, $1.99 a pound at Aldi. And whole chicken, 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. Plus Hatfield bacon in a one-pound package. Buy one, get one free for $3.50 each at Harris Teeter. And Harris Teeter pasta sauce in a 24-ounce jar, only $1. And finally, this isn't a grocery deal, but it's a good one. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent. Select sizes are on sale for $1.99 over at Walgreens through Saturday. But there's a dollar coupon from the Walgreens digital coupons available to clip, making it only 99 cents through this Saturday, which is a fantastic buy for laundry detergent. You can see all the deals, of course, over on my Smart Shopper column on the WRL website.
Well, those are some stock up prices in a lot of different ways right there. Mm-hmm. All right, Faye Prosser, thank you so much. For more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper. See you, Faye.
Well, are tiny homes the key to the affordable housing crisis in Raleigh? Well, homeowners, city leaders, and business owners are working to find solutions to boost construction for these types of houses. More than 100 people came together for an event called Raleigh Pitch Fest last night. Business owners pitched ways to add tiny homes to help the affordable housing situation. The plan is to put these tiny homes on the same property of a main house. This will increase the value, which means people will pay more in property taxes. But homeowners will be able to provide place for others to live. We spoke with one man who pitched that idea.
The benefit of what we're doing is that they can reach out to us. We'll actually put the unit there. They don't lift a finger.
Homes is to rent them out to family members or a new person in town. There are guidelines such as meeting size requirements and building in specific areas of the city. Now, earlier this year, the city implemented a fast-track program to build these tiny homes.
They're cute. Simple life.
Yeah.
Researchers say they've created the world's first human synthetic model embryos. They say their embryo-like structures were made from stem cells, meaning there was no need for eggs or sperm. The team of researchers is from Caltech and the University of Cambridge, and the embryos are at the very early stages of human development, so they don't have a beating heart or brain. Scientists believe this kind of research could one day help them understand genetic diseases or what causes miscarriages.
Well, there's an affordable way to get your child's health checked and get them up to date on their vaccines this summer. The Halifax County Health Department is offering vaccines for children entering pre-K. Appointments are available Monday through Friday from 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 p.m. Call the health department there in Halifax County to schedule an appointment.
Samford is ironing out details on a utility merger with Pittsboro to provide water and wastewater services. Samford already supplies these services to other towns in the area. The two towns should come to an agreement by August. Several projects would need to be completed before they merge. These would be paid for by Pittsboro's utility payers, and there should be no negative impact to Samford utility payers. The merge would give the towns more options in case of a water emergency.
One of my favorite events, we're getting our first look at the full lineup for this year's Big Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh. This year's popular IBMA Bluegrass Live will feature headline performers including Molly Tuttle, Golden Highway, Jerry Douglas, and Missy Raines, and Allegheny with special guest Allison Brown. The 11th annual event kicks off September 29th. Mark your calendars. Stages will be set up at Red Hat and stages around downtown. WRL is a proud sponsor of this event. You can find more information at WRL.com in the Out and About section.
You can be first in line for it, Ken, if you beat Elizabeth Gardner to the gate there, let me tell you. Before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on weather and traffic for you up next.